My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And I think that that's where everybody would put their prediction right now, is that there's a lot of hand-wringing here, there's a lot of stress, anxiety. Everybody still thinks Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams are playing football for the 49ers week one. Brandon is out there talking to guys in the red zone today as they're practicing, supposedly a day after they've already agreed to a deal with the Steelers and told him, go ahead and go if you want to go. I've been saying this for 2 weeks that this whole thing doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't, and it's making less and less sense with each passing day. And it's annoying everybody with each passing day. I've reached the point where now this feels like a kindergarten playground argument that a teacher needs to go break up. Where is the playground monitor? Because this is a you-know-what contest that is seemingly going to go nowhere. Two sides are playing leverage games that neither one of them really need to play. What is this actually all over? I understand it's a couple bucks here and there. I even heard a report yesterday that the financial structure's all done. But there's some other aspect of the contract that no one will tell us that still needs to be ironed out.
Guaranteed money.
Probably.
Yeah, guaranteed money.
But if it's guaranteed money, then you can't make the original statement, which is the framework for a deal is in place. Well, that's part of the framework, I would argue.
The framework's probably the years in what you're getting paid annually, and then how much is guaranteed? If I was a football player, that would be the most important part.
Yeah, which is why I would call it part of the framework, but you know, who the hell am I?
When I first heard that, and this was probably like 15, 17, maybe 20 years ago, that NFL players' contracts weren't guaranteed, it's like, wait, of all contracts that should be guaranteed, how are theirs not?
Well, that's actually why. I mean, that's
because the injury.
An NFL team would argue.
Yeah, I know.
That they've got to sign so many more people each year.
Their players
to replace
sucks.
All, and there's so many more of them, right? Yeah. It's a huge roster. NBA players, what are there? 12 to 15 of them. NFL rosters in training camp, what do we got? 75 players right now?
Yeah, and baseball, for maybe people that are listening don't know, as soon as you put your name on the dotted line, you get hit by a bus, you get every penny.
You get every penny.
It's just automatically guaranteed. Yep. There's no guaranteed money. Teams will defer money.
Same in the NBA. Yeah. Same in the NBA.
So we used to sit there and go, they're not guaranteed? Oh my gosh. Their players union sucks. Like, they got to get that locked in.
And it does. And it does, because every vote, think about it. You got something that the players union needs to vote on. 80% of the people voting are guys who might have a 3-year career. They're like, I can't strike. I need a paycheck next week.
Yeah.
And there's just thousands of them. There's all these people all voting. You know what I mean? Fred Warner's vote is the same as Charlie Warner's. Pick a Warner. Same vote.
You think it looks like playground. I think it just reminds me of an episode of Ballers, like with the agents and everybody with the pride. And Cam saying that Trent Williams wanted $10,000 more so that he was the highest paid tackle.
Feels petty.
And Brandon Ayuk feels like, and then their agents are in their ear, and it's suits and private planes and Rolls Royces, and this is getting weird when it should be the Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah, the ego really, really gets in the way.
Yeah.
And I get it. I totally understand it. I've listened to a lot of NFL players now. Former NFL players are like, I wish I was Brandon's agent. I would tell right now, if you're ringing over $1.5 million or $2 million a year, whatever it is, like, you will more than make that back by being a 49er versus being a receiver that goes into the bucket of who knows what. You know, you go play with Drake May or Justin Fields or, I mean, even if you're going to go play, you're like, oh, but Russell Wilson, what about him? Hasn't been very good the last 2 years, number one. And number two, how long is he the Steelers quarterback? You're going to go sign to play there for 5 years? Yeah. Who's a QB?
It's so easy for us to sit here
and, of course it is,
and wonder, because you just, it's a case-by-case basis. It's individual basis. It's where you came from, your background. This is my chance. I've worked my whole life. I came from nothing, or I came from something. Like, it depends on the player. Like, you could have come from a really awesome background in private schools and your parents were rich, or you could have come from nothing and then you worked your ass off all this time to get to this point. And if you're going to get to this point, and we're just saying, what's the difference between $1 million and $2 million? That's a lot of money. Especially for somebody that's worked so hard to get to this point.
It's a lot of money. However, what the 49ers have on the table, by definition, any one of these offers are all, to me, going to ring the same to somebody who came from that background, which is, you now have generational wealth. You are now taken care of for the rest of your life. We're talking about $100 million deals, no matter which one you pick.
You always hear people spending their money and going broke.
For sure. Like, I understand. So that means that the $32 million doesn't guarantee anything.
I'm cheap. But would hold out for $2 million more.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you? When you're not a free agent, you can ruin your life. That's what made, like, I would take what you just said and give you the opposite take. If you came from nothing.
I'm not saying he has. I'm just using different examples.
Correct. If anyone came from nothing and someone is now putting generational wealth in front of you, you're going to mess with it and run the route of, I think I can get $2 million more, but if I don't, I might lose all of it. I mean, this is no different than the game show. Who wants to be a millionaire? You want to go to the next round and lose it all? Why?
I feel like in every instance, it's who you surround yourself with. When you get to the top of the top, when you get to the big leagues, when you get to the NFL, the people you surround yourself, it changes. That whole dynamic changes. All of a sudden, you got a lot of new friends. All of a sudden, you have friends that fell off the wagon a long time ago, and they're all in your ear. They all want something. And so that's when you really got to lock in, and the people that are closest to you and the trust of your agent is so huge. Like, that's big. And if they're saying, man, just, we're almost there. We're almost there. Just stay there. You deserve this, Brandon. You deserve this. You deserve this. Like, just hold out a couple more days. You got it. Just, they're going to break. Trust me. They're going to break. And that $2 million, dude, that $2 million, you can do this, this, and this, and you could do this with that. And if you don't have, like, it, all the advice you're getting from everybody and your team and your teammates.
No doubt.
They're all calling you and texting you. They're not going to say what they're saying publicly. And they're probably telling you to get yours. And so that's how these things go. And then the ownership, because it's always players against owners, man. It's good. As long as they're sports, that's going to be the big battle.
I'm not asking anybody to take less, because I don't believe Twitter. Therefore, I don't know who's offered what.
You don't believe Twitter?
I don't believe Twitter.
I believe everything.
I know everyone's running around with, well, the Niners are at 26 and the Steelers are at 28 and Cleveland's at 30 and the Patriots were at 32. I don't know that. I don't know that. And by the way, your point about guaranteed money, what the hell does that even mean? What does average annual value even mean for an NFL player?
Yeah.
If a team 2 years from now can be like, we changed our mind. Bye. Yeah. Like, what does that mean? So I have no idea what the structure of these contracts are. I do know one thing. All of them represent generational wealth. And I personally don't feel like I'm being a homer to say, pretty sure that the best thing for your future, Brandon, as a football player, is to be on the number one offense in the NFL, have a really good receiver opposite you, work with a quarterback you've already gone for 1,300 yards with, and be on a good team that might actually win and up your name value as it already has. Confident there. Everything else is a complete guess.
To me, it's the priority that you have for your legacy. Like, do you want just as much money as you can possibly get, and that motivates a lot of athletes?
Sure.
Or do you want to go down as a multiple Super Bowl champion, one of the best wide receivers in Niners history, which maybe that's a stretch right now, but I think it's on the table based on how he's trending and what he did last year, the complete player that he is. So that these are all things you got to weigh, man. And having done this on a way smaller scale, anytime in life, you make a decision based solely on money, it's the wrong decision. If it's just on money alone.
Agreed.
So if the Steelers have this and it's more, the grass ain't always greener, man.
It usually isn't.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.